And now from Treasure Island Oldies, here's the rock and roll news for the week of September 23rd. This week in 1998, Elvis Presley was posthumously inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. The Georgia Hall of Fame inducted Brenda Lee this week in 1982. Meanwhile, the Canadian Songwriting Hall of Fame in 2003 inducted Gordon Lightfoot. It was a series of premieres on television this week in rock and roll history. The Donna Reed Show, that also starred Shelley Fabre and Paul Peterson, started its run for 7 years this week in 1958. Also, in 1957, Alan Freed's Mr. Rock and Roll movie that had appearances by Chuck Berry, Frankie Lyman, Laverne Baker, Little Richard, and more had its premiere this week in New York City. The Beatles manager, Brian Epstein, turned down a £3.5 million offer for their artist contract this week in 1964. In television land, the Partridge Family series debuted this week in 1970, lasted for 4 years. In 1965, the Beatles' Saturday morning cartoon series, with most of the production having taken place in Vancouver, British Columbia, began on television this week in 1965. San Francisco's Fillmore West Concert Hall opened in 1969. In 1984, Paul Anka received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. The Beatles' Abbey Road was released in England this week in 1969. Richard Chamberlain debuted as Dr. Kildare this week in 1962. The TV series Wendy and Me, that starred Connie Stevens with George Burns, premiered this week in 1964. The Rolling Stones began their very first tour in England this week in 1963. They were the supporting act for the Everly Brothers, Little Richard, and Bo Diddley. Back to TV now, once again, the Oh Susanna TV show, also known as the Gale Storm Show, debuted this week in 1956. Elvis's Love Me Tender 45 and 78 became the very first single to sell a million copies even before it was released, and that happened in 1956. Marvin Gaye received a posthumous star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame this week in 1990. The Jackson 5 opened a Gary, Indiana concert for Stevie Wonder, and Gladys Knight and the Pips were there. And it was Gladys Knight that tipped off Motown Records to sign them, not Diana Ross. All that happened this week in 1968. In 1953, Johnny Horton married Hank Williams' widow, Billie Jean. In the studio, the Spaniels recorded Goodnight, Sweetheart, Goodnight in 1953. Fats Domino cut a Whole Lot of Lovin' in 1958. The Platters recorded Smoke Gets in Your Eyes in studio in Paris in 1958. Janis Joplin recorded Me and Bobby McGee in 1970. Bobby Darin in the studio recording You're the Reason I'm Living this week in 1962. The Monotones cut The Book of Love in 57. Vicki Sue Robinson recorded Turn the Beat Around in 75. In 1967 this week, the Beatles finished recording I Am the Walrus and The Fool on the Hill, both songs eventually appearing on the Magical Mystery Tour album. Buddy Holly and the Crickets recorded Maybe Baby this week in 57. Little Anthony and the Imperials recorded Shimmy Shimmy Coco Bop in 1959. Marvin Gaye recorded a live album at the London Palladium this week in 1976, and it was his very first appearance in England in 10 years. Rock and roll birthdays. Ray Charles, born this week, 1930. Bruce Springsteen is 71. Paul Peterson, 75. Jerry Corbetta from Sugarloaf, born this week, 1947. Jerry Marsden from Jerry and the Pacemakers is turning 78. The Jigs sisters, Barbara and Phyllis, having birthdays. They were, of course, all from the Angels. Barbara is now 80, and Phyllis is born in 1942, and she's now 78. Linda McCartney, wife of Paul, born this week, 1942. The late Eric Darling, who was with the Terriers and the Weavers, and also the leader of the Rooftop Singers, born this week, 1933. Gary Jules Alexander from the Association is turning 77. John the Cool Ghoul Zachary, born this week in 1918. Marty Robbins, born in 1925. Olivia Newton-John is turning 72. Lynn Anderson, born in 1947. Julie London, born in 1926. Randy Bachman from the Guess Who and later Bachman Turner Overdrive is 76. Sean Cassidy, 61. Meatloaf is 72. Benny King, born this week, 1938. The late Ed Sullivan, born this week in 1902. Jerry D. Lewis is turning 85. Tommy Boyce from the Boyce and Hart Group, born this week, 1944. And Mike Post is turning 76. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's your rock and roll news for the week of September 23rd. For late breaking news, it's here at the Treasure Island Oldies Rock and Roll News. Thanks for listening. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.